Crypto arbitrage has gone mainstream in South Africa. It involves buying cryptos like Bitcoin at a discount on overseas exchanges and selling them in South Africa at a profit. How much can you make and how quickly? Well, it used to be the case that you could make 4 to 5% on a trade, but that profit margin has dropped to between 1 and 3%, still attractive enough to make it worthwhile for thousands of people every day. Joining us to discuss what's happening in the world of crypto arbitrage is David Ferrello, Head of Operations and Trading at Currency Hub. Welcome, David. Perhaps just explain to those who don't know why there is this arbitrage opportunity and why are we seeing the profitability of crypto arbitrage decline from 4 to 5% to 1 to 3%.
Morning, Kieran. Cool. Thanks very much for having me on this morning. Great. Yeah, I can answer that question. So the arbitrage opportunity in South Africa exists due to our exchange control laws that were passed in 1962, if I'm not to be mistaken. And that basically allows each individual, South African individual, to send out 1 million rand as part of their single discretionary allowance, and then a further 10 million rand as part of your foreign investment allowance, which requires tax clearance certificates from SARS. So that basically puts a cap on the market in South Africa in terms of the Bitcoin cryptocurrency market pool in South Africa, and kind of puts a constraint on the demand and supply. And as such, we see crypto being priced at a premium relative to the rest of the world.
For those already in crypto arbitrage, is there a danger that the arbitrage, or the ARB as it's known, will disappear altogether?
Yeah, so I wouldn't say it's a danger, but it is a possibility that this will go to somewhere close to zero. But arbitrage exists in traditional markets every single day. The only thing is that it's being taken advantage of by big balance sheets and usually the bank with high frequency bots that are making small margins on big numbers every single day. So this basically, the premium in South Africa will start to decrease, as we have seen over the past 4.5 years since I've been tracking it. But as it disappearing altogether, I doubt it.
Well, I think it should probably be pointed out that the arbitrage gap does disappear for times, but momentarily, and then it reappears. And it really just depends on supply and demand. There are not quite a few companies that are offering crypto arbitrage, but you at Currency Hub, you've done something quite different and quite unique. Maybe just tell us how you got started in all of this.
Yes, we have. Yeah. So 4.5 years ago, I decided to resign from a hedge fund in Johannesburg after working there as an analyst and a portfolio manager for about 6 years. And the timing couldn't have been more perfect. So I went on a career path. And before doing that, I was traveling Southeast Asia for about 3 months. And that's when I discovered Bitcoin, listening to an Andreas Antonopoulos podcast on a flight to Chiang Mai in Thailand. And I got off the plane and I decided to buy my first Bitcoin, believing in the narrative. And as such, I basically lost 4,000 rand on the first trade because I bought it in South Africa at the premium and I converted it back to dollars and I couldn't understand why. So that was in December 2016. And that's basically took me down the rabbit hole on how I figured out the premium and uncovered all the intricacies to be able to do the arbitrage as a South African individual, which led me to launching Currency and doing this for South African individuals.
So the mistake you made there was to buy it in South Africa, which is more expensive, and to sell it overseas where it's cheaper. You should have done the reverse, right?
The reverse, Bob, exactly. You got to pay your school fees.
Right. Okay. So that was the best 4 or 5,000 rand loss that you ever made.
Exactly.
Okay. Yeah. Does it help to have deep experience in asset management and equities trading and financial markets generally? Because you do come from that background, from portfolio management, right?
That's correct. I definitely believe so. So, you know, having the passion and experience in financial markets and having studied economics and finance, you know, doing my CFA level one, level two, and working in London and South Africa in a hedge fund space on both the operational side and the analytical side, and then also managing a portfolio and trading, gives me kind of a unique sort of skill set to marry into the crypto universe, which basically leverages off a lot of the fundamentals and technicals as traditional markets. So, you know, it's been a 4.5 year journey to unpack the legalities together with creating operational efficiencies and getting the necessary licenses, because a lot of this does fall, a lot of this opportunity falls within current laws, which we can unpack later, getting those licenses to be able to facilitate this in a legal way and also offer the best arbitrage service to ensure that we're getting the biggest premium in South Africa by getting our transactional cost down to zero, which is what we've done by getting those licenses and the forex intermediary license in-house so that we can do the fastest trade at the highest value, getting the biggest premium essentially.
All right, let's come to that license in a minute, but I want to just focus in on this thing that you have, which is fairly unique, and that's a proprietary algorithm, and that helps you identify the best time to trade. Explain this and why it's important.
Yeah, there's quite a lot to it, but let me try and simplify it. So we've got algorithms or APIs that are plugging into various exchanges, both offshore and local, both on exchange, like your Lunos and Valors and Bitstamps and Krakens, but also off exchange, OTC liquidity pools. Okay. So we've got large liquidity pools that we can tap into in order to buy and sell. Okay. Buying offshore, selling locally, so that we, at any given point in time, we can see what the premium is on each of those different liquidity pools. So we have the choice on where to trade at any given point in time, right? So that gives us access to a much larger market. It gives us access to the best pricing, gives us access to negotiation as well. But essentially that's where our prop algo, call it dashboard that we've built, it kind of gives us flags to us where the biggest premium is on the day.
All right. So what you're trying to do here is you're trying to squeeze that extra, you know, few percentage or fractions of a percentage point out for the benefit of the client. And of course that adds up and it compounds into something quite meaningful, given that you have only, each individual only has a limited amount of money that they can trade for crypto arbitrage. And we'll get into that in a minute. But one of the big advantages that you've got is you've got a Category 2 FSCA license. That's Financial Sector Conduct Authority license. And you are an in-house forex intermediary. That gives you a pretty big advantage over others operating in the space. Just explain how that works.
Yes, that's correct, Karen. So these are the two sort of holy grail licenses that we use to facilitate the arbitrage. And I don't think there's no one else in SA that has both of these in-house. So remember, the arbitrage or crypto in South Africa is to date unregulated. Regulation is around the corner, but right now it's not regulated. So a lot of companies that are competitors in the space are doing this in the gray area without the need of licenses. But there are certain parts of the trade that still falls within our traditional laws. So the FASE Act, right? So when dealing with Forex, that falls, or clients Forex, that falls under the FASE Act. And therefore the Cat 2 license allows us to trade or purchase Forex on behalf of our clients at our discretion. Okay. Cause clients don't know when it's the optimal time to buy Forex because they won't know where the premium is to lock in, you know, the Forex at the optimal rate. They will need to make that decision, but they don't have the tools or the information to be able to make that. And also obviously it's admin intense. So the client would need to then phone the desk, the dealing room, book a trade and to do the Forex side of it. So the Cat 2 license is basically there for us to have discretion on when to buy the Forex for our clients and send that offshore. Okay. Now the FX intermediary license basically means that we are able to facilitate that Forex payment in house. Okay. So that's from an operational point of view, it's massive because we're getting all the efficiencies in house, but also from a cost perspective, because the biggest cost in this arbitrage service is actually the Forex intermediary fee that you're paying away to a third party. Now we're doing that in-house and therefore the premium increases as a result of that saving.
Are you able to hedge your clients' trades by locking in a Forex rate and a crypto rate so that the profit is pretty much secured from the moment that you pull the trigger?
Correct. Yeah. So that is also one of the unique features of our service is that we know at the point of time when we trade, we know exactly what the clients are going to make. Okay. So we are able to, it's actually a forward market. We are able to sell the crypto on our OTC market before they've even received our cryptocurrencies for our clients. Okay. So our OTC market's taking the settlement risk and they are taking the Forex risk. Okay. So that's being removed totally. So we're able to lock in the Forex on the buy side for our clients and sell the future cryptocurrency, which is going to reach the beneficiary bank later that evening. And therefore we're able to know exactly at that point in time what our clients are going to make. And that's why we've to date done over 5,000 individual trades with zero losses.
Okay, I mean, that's pretty important for people to understand, is that when you actually give the authorization for the trade, you know that you're going to make a profit. There's no risk of loss. So you've effectively eliminated the Forex risk and the crypto risk. I want to find out from you, do you fully automate trading on behalf of the client, or does the client have to give you authorization before the trade is enacted?
Yeah, so it's definitely fully automated, and I'll expand that a bit more. But the clients are hands-off. As soon as they've deposited their trading capital into their mercantile bank account or investing bank account that we open in the client's name using our FX intermediary license, the clients are hands-off, and all they're doing is just watching their arbitrage profits with a live statement that we share with them on a day-to-day basis. So we are mandated using our FSCA Cat 2 license to be able to purchase Forex when we see fit and then facilitate the arbitrage trade for our clients when the premium is at our desired level, essentially. So it's fully hands-off for the client, and that's made possible by having the necessary licenses.
All right, so there's a huge advantage in having your own Forex broker in-house, which you have. You can lock in up to 3 trades a day. Now, for people who don't understand what that means, let me explain. Let's say the crypto arbitrage gap widens to 5% or even 10%. In other words, the difference between the South African price of Bitcoin and the overseas price of Bitcoin is between 5%, and sometimes it even goes to 10% due to some anomaly in the market. You can then grab that profit and lock it in 3 times. Am I correct in that?
Correct, yeah. So, I mean, this is actually another advantage. I mean, the arbitrage is already a great investment, so to say, but this just puts the cherry on top for us. So let's use today as an example. The premium actually opened up to about 3.5%. And it's been in around 3.8 over the weekend. That's above its short-term mean over the past 3 months. It's actually sitting at the highest that we've seen. So what happened is we can actually lock in 3 trades at that premium for our clients using our FX intermediary license and our OTC desk. Because I know that tomorrow, because obviously there'll be an influx of other arbitrages that have been waiting for a bit more premium or an increase in the premium. So there's an influx of supply because there's going to be quite a number of guys arbing tonight and tomorrow, which is going to put pressure on the local market and push that premium back down to its short-term mean. So we can take advantage of a high premium and generate even more alpha by locking in 3 trades for our clients.
All right, just quickly explain alpha.
Sure. So alpha is an outperformance of a certain benchmark. So the benchmark here is the cryptocurrency premium and what other competitors are getting at that time. And it's just an outperformance, generating an outperformance on the benchmark.
David, how do people find Currency Hub?
Yeah, so you can go to our website, www.currencyhub.co.za, and there's a registration for the arbitrage service there. Alternatively, we are also open for business on the Forex side of things. So anyone doing their personal arbitrage, crypto arbitrage, or any other Forex-related matters like immigration, single discretionary allowance, FIAs, for other investments can also onboard with us on the Forex side of things.
Okay, so there's www.currencyhub.co.za.
That's correct.
David Ferrello, thanks so much for joining us.
Great. Thanks very much for having us, Garen.